Welcome to High Plains Update. As part of the community outreach commitment of KENW KMTH, High Plains Update covers people, items, and events of interest to the communities of eastern New Mexico and west Texas. This is Jim Lee. With us today is Beatrice Hare, founder and owner of Salisbury Tutoring Academy, and an expert on bullying, right?
Correct.
Well, that's been a really, really big topic in recent months, hasn't it?
It sure, most certainly has. It's actually an ongoing problem, but I think it's just coming more to a head.
And from what I understand, you say tutoring can help reduce bullying.
I do. I actually, I was a classroom teacher for 8 years, so I was in the trenches and witnessing a lot of the bullying. And then I left the classroom and I opened my own school, a kind of an after-school one-on-one tutoring business, which has been very successful. And even in the process of building the school, we had a very strong philosophy that we built in, and a lot of, you know, thought went into how we did it. And we were really looking to just gain numbers for kids, grades and end of grade scores and SAT scores. And what we kept finding is that the students were telling us, I used to feel bullied and I don't any longer.
Well, that's interesting.
So it was just something we heard so many times that we just really felt like it was a message that needed to be communicated.
Yeah. We've been hearing about bullying quite a bit in recent years. Is that because we just started paying attention to it, or is it a new phenomenon?
No, not new at all. I think it's been around since it's just a human condition. I think human meanness has been around for always.
Yeah.
I just think that it's more pronounced right now because the bullying doesn't just stay within the kids in the playground. It's now been transferred into Facebook and other places that are more public and more embarrassing, and also the bullies can be anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So that adds to the level of lack of accountability about it.
So we now have more emotional and psychological bullying, and of course the need for kids to conform enters into it too, I would assume. It's not totally physical like it was when I was a child.
Right. When you were a child, there was definitely the person that pushed the other person around, and everyone's involved, even bystanders. You know, the kids that are just watching it, they're, you know, either participating quietly or they're fearful quietly. You know, there's a sense that there's not an ability for bullying to go on without it involving everyone who sees it and witnesses it. And it's just being seen and witnessed by many, many more people now because of the social media.
Yeah, also, it seems that, and there's nothing new about this one, is that parents seem to blame the teachers for everything. When the kids are in school, the kids are there under your supervision. It's all your fault, and the parents can't do anything.
And that's exactly what I experienced in the classroom. In fact, it was my last straw. I had a kid that came in, and he would hit all the other kids on the back of the head on his way down the hallway, and he would turn over a chair once he got to the classroom. And I remember calling his mother, and she said, oh, I have five others like him. Don't call me again.
Wow.
And that at that moment is when my three-legged table was born. That's when I just decided that I could not teach unless I had a written contractual agreement from the student agreeing to the student part and the parent agreeing for the parent part. And I actually started at that with that child, and then I tweaked it and developed it and tweaked it and developed it. And in the meanwhile, I infused it into my business, and it's literally my three-legged table contract has been used with thousands and thousands of families at this point.
Well, briefly, what is the three-legged table?
Okay, so that's exactly what you were saying there, the problem that the parents blame the teachers, oh, you're not doing your job, but also at the same time, the teachers are blaming the parents for not raising the children right, and who's getting lost in the shuffle is the children who need consistent continuity from the adults in their lives. So the three-legged table builds that. Basically, it's a contractual behavior modification agreement, and it's about how up front the parent will agree to, you know, providing the structure and helping flash flashcards for homework and providing incentives if the kids behave in small, reasonable consequences if they don't.
Yes.
And then the teachers also have to do their part in terms of accountability. And then the students are accountable. So what I do as the director of my school is to go to each part and say, listen, your parent is doing their part, your teacher's doing the part, here's your part that you're not doing, you're not upholding your leg of the table. So it's an everyday in the trenches conversation.
Well, thank you very much for that valuable information. I'm sure everyone appreciates it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And thank you for tuning in to High Plains Update. Until next time, take a break now and then to appreciate where we are. This is Jim Lee.